go right ahead.
All right, I'd like to call to order the March 5th, 2025 meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Beth, we don't have anyone joining by phone.
Yeah.
Correct. All righty. Brittany is absent this evening, so do I have a motion?
I make a motion. We excuse Brittany from this meeting.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, carries. All righty. Assume you guys have had the opportunity of reviewing tonight's agenda. It's certainly brief, but in any event, any comments on the agenda?
No, I'll make a motion to adopt the agenda.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? All right, thank you. All righty, and then as far as minutes from prior meeting, any errors, omissions, things that we need to address there?
I make a motion we adopt the minutes as presented.
I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. So, public comments? I assume we have none?
There are none. No, sir.
Okay. So, old business. Member Gabberth was going to talk about the solar panel ordinance, but we have decided to push that to the next meeting, if that's okay with everybody.
You need a motion to table
yep.
that.
Well, I'll make a motion to table that item until our next meeting.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All righty. Thank you. And then Member Barlock, our Vice Chair Barlock, actually has concluded his work on Chapter 11. We discussed briefly last meeting. Now we're hopefully going to do the final review this evening in anticipation of them being able to present to council.
Well, I was going to talk fast to get done in a half hour, but now I think I'll talk slow. On January 8th, we reviewed this document. That was our initial review. So we've already seen all the syntactical changes, and we've discussed many of the larger changes. And you also noticed from the minutes last month, it does discuss some of the changes that we talked about. So I'm not going to go over those again. But I will discuss three items. And the first one comes on page 12. On page 12, 11.8.030. This is where we did talk about it last meeting, but I just want to show how the change was made. We took out town clerk and put in director of development and compliance.
Can I interrupt just for a second?
Sure.
I don't have a computer with me, and I don't have a hard copy of the PCC. Are we discussing, or are we reviewing and recommending?
What we're doing is we're reviewing and looking for a motion to recommend that we pass this on.
I know we had talked
yes.
about that, and I wasn't sure.
Okay, so that change is just an inclusion from last month to change town clerk to director of development and compliance. The second change is on page 15.
Mm-hmm. 11.10.30,
item B. Item E. 11.10.30, item E. This was when we were talking about appeals in writing to the building inspector and the town clerk within 10 days, and we included in there, as per Article 11, Chapter 16D. That was per our discussion at the last meeting. Mm-hmm. Just want everybody to get a chance to look at that and make sure it looks good.
Is that Chapter 160D or 16D?
From the minutes last month, it was 16 Delta, 16D.
It should be 160.
Okay.
And because, again, I didn't print your syntax, and I don't have the computer, can you reference not only the page number, but the section number we're looking at?
Sure, that's page number 15, section 11.10.030E, as an echo.
When you get to 11.10.080, I'll have some comments.
Yes. So the next comment is on page 20. And that's the one that Jim just talked about. And there is also a second attachment, PTA 11.10.80, to your agenda. But the wording does exist in my line also, Jim.
Okay.
I took your wording exactly and put it into my write-up, so you
can... My recommended amendment, you plugged into your document?
Yes, sir, it's in there. You could see it on the board behind you on the right.
Is that what we have, too, in front of us?
Yes, that's what you
recommended. Okay.
So you can discuss it. That's...
Yeah, and I'll discuss my little part after you finish it.
Well, I'm finished. This was the last, this was the third change, Jim.
Good, I'm glad you plugged it in. Thank you. So you want me to jump in?
Yes, please.
And have you all got the other document? The first page should be 1110-030.
Is that the attachment at the end of this?
That's the, which one is it on that?
Oh, is it this one?
The PTA 1110-080.
Is your first page 1110-030?
This one is just one page.
That's just one page.
I've got a four-page PDF.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Thank you.
That's fine. We'll go ahead and talk about it. So if you've got that. The reason I made those changes, you might recall a time, I don't know what chapter we were dealing with, but I mentioned to you that there are actually three statutory authorities for dealing with unsafe buildings. And therefore, it gets kind of confusing. They all accomplish the same result, but they have different ways of going about it, and sometimes one's for only non-residential, but anyway, we use a minimum housing code. And a little bit ago, when you talked about 1110-030, those were the remedies that were available to somebody that was being at risk for losing property rights because of a condemned building. The one we're looking at right now, that's in front of you, my PDF, that's the minimum housing code authority. That's the one we use here. We use that for 205 Alabama over the past couple of years, and I think we used it for 310K to get their attention, and it did. But anyway, you can see it's funny. The original version, which is the top red, was actually correct in the sense that an appeal under the minimum housing code set of remedies would go to the BOA. But when I dug in a little deeper, it goes to the BOA because the council has designated BOA as a housing appeals board. So what we're going to do on March 17th at council is have them simply make a motion to designate BOA as the housing appeals board under minimum housing code. So. And that clarified a lot of confusion that I had. So somebody at risk or somebody being prosecuted under the minimum housing code can appeal the director of development, building inspector decisions and orders to BOA as the housing appeals board. So that's all I wanted to point out on that. Any questions on that?
No.
Thank you.
So with that, that's all the changes we have to review, and there's the one correction that has to be made to 1110-030E, which changes 16D to 160. It's 160, not 16D. Mm-hmm. So that's the only change I see from this point onward. So with that, I'm looking for a motion to recommend this as a text amendment to council.
I'll make a motion to recommend this was subject to the changes that we talked about to council.
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? All right, thank you. All right, well, with that, that concludes this evening's agenda, all 9 minutes.
Any new business? Nothing.
Nothing. So we will follow this with an HPC meeting to start at 6:30.
Do we, I'm kind of confused about the role. Do we decide on future meetings at this point? Do we need to have a meeting in April, or is that something we decide now, or what?
Well, you just tabled the solar panel.
I mean, but there's no real hurry on that. I can, we can do that later. It's like a 1-2 word change.
Yeah, it's up to you guys. guys, if you don't have, if there's no business on the agenda, the meeting will be canceled, of course. We're not going to meet just to say hi. But if there's an item, then we'll meet.
Yeah, I don't. When I table the solar panel, it's not to force us to meet in April.
So it's
I
mean, just to the next meeting where there's
until the next meeting we meet. Yes.
You have business. So right now, currently, there is no business. If Joe comes along, you know.
No, let's go push that to May.
Okay.
Chapter 12.
Okay. So do you want to go ahead and just cancel next month's meeting and meet in May?
I mean, I'll make a motion to cancel our April meeting and have our next meeting in May.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, thank you. All righty. Now do I have a motion for conclusion?
Oh, I'll make a motion to adjourn. We want to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Okay.